This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Chav Zayin. Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Chav Zayin. Oisiyos, Vetevois, Shenimcha Kuktsas. You have letters and words that were slightly rubbed out. Im Rishuma Nikar Kalkach, if their impression is recognizable enough. Shetinoik, that a child, Deloy Chakim, Veloy Tibish, is not wise, he's not foolish, Yachalik Roysan. Then it may not be kosher as is. Mutar lahaver kumas aleim. You could darken it. Lahitavaksav lechadshay v'leihavi kishalei kesidran. You can darken a. So it's interesting. Children have a purpose in this world. You know they siman lamed beis. Now we know why Hashem. But why didn't Hashem just make people? You know, it's a good question. You know, Hashem should have. You have a baby. Mazel tov. And then at the birth. First of all, if the kid is 15 years old when he's born, it's not going to be so easy in the beginning. But besides that, children have many purposes. Simen, what are they? Simen lamed beis sif chaf hei, simen lamed beis sif chaf vav, simen lamed beis sif chaf zayin. But if the kid could read it, you could darken the letter. Okay, let us see Mishnah Berurah, sif katan kuf chaf ches. Here we go. Shenimcha ksas. Perosh, shehalach me'al ha'oisiyas k'tas mar ha'diyoshalahan. Some of the gleam of the letter left. Here, I have this over here. I assume it's this pig, is beis over here. The word b'char, some of the shine, the darkness left. V'im betchilas ha'ksiva. If in the beginning of the writing, lo haya ha'diyosh shachar. So that's, this is one. Let's say in the beginning of the writing was not black. Ela doima lelavan shehucha marisa, it was whitish that became very faint. Oila adoim, it's like white or red. Vitzarch lehaver aleim kumas, then have a shalei kesidron, because it was never written correctly in the beginning. It was never written properly in the beginning. Aval b'hai, in our case, da shechnach loy mikri shalei kesidron. It's not considered shalei kesidron. Why? Kivan shegam achshav haksavu kosher. Even now it's kosher. That's the vart in why you could darken it. You could darken it when even now the ksav is kosher. U'masha moysif alav, and that which you're adding to it, eino yela mishamroi. You're just preserving it. It's insurance. Shalei yismachik yoser. So it doesn't get more erased. That's if part of the ink is still extant. But if all the ink has jumped off, like in diagram 3 bays, all the ink, it's just a reddish tinge from the rust of the ink. This is a problem of shalei kesidron. Therefore, if let's say some of the length of the vav rubbed off, and there you only have some remnant of rust. Now what you're going to have to do is, you're going to have to show it to a child whether the part of ink that remains is enough for it to be a tsuras havav. Utsrichim laharoisai. You're going to have to show lahatinoik im yesh b'chele ko'elyo in shirvav. Then we say, cover up the faint red part, because that's not really, that we can't allow that to affect the perspective of the child. You have to cover up the lower part, so that the child doesn't join it together. Similar to what we wrote earlier in Sivkatan Memches. Veda. You should know further. Veda oid. The das ha prima gadim hu. The opinion of the prima gadim is da afilu nishar ma mashos diyoy. The opinion of the prima gadim is that even if you have mamashos of ink, rak sheniklav shachris ha'elyoin. So it's not just you're left with like a stain, but you have actual ink, but the top layer of blackness was peeled off. Initial Edom, and now it's red. Havishaloi kesidram. Why? The oidim ain kasha l'tefillin. Red is not, this is not a paraduma. Tefillin and paraduma are different mitzvahs. The tefillin, red is not a good kasher color. That's the opinion of the Prima Gadam. Avalach sam soifer b'chel giradeh b'simun reish nevav polagalav. V'soifer demashinoi la'admumis humachmas yoishen. Chsam Sofer holds that if the transformation into red is because of the age, Harehu Kasher, Shahrei Nichtav Bidiyai. It was written with ink. Ulahachi Namar, and this is why it was said, Hahalacha Lichtav Bidiyai, Lahai Rois, Tetzrichi Rak Lahaksav Bidiyai. It has to be written with ink. Most ink, when it ages, it turns red. It turns a little red. Brown. So Chassam Sofer says, why is it any different than a beard? A beard also. Even when it turns white, it's still a beard. Aye, what do you mean? That's not how it grew. It's show the beard is now Shaloi Kesidron. The answer is that's what happens to a beard after a while. So that's what happens, says Chassam Sofer, too. To ink. Mikamakam toivla ha'aviroi b'komas. Chassam Sofer says it's still a good idea to cover it over with the black ink. V'afilu b'shemas ha'kadoshim karv levade demutter. Even by the names of Hashem, it's almost certain that it's mutter, k'diyoy agabe diyoy, like ink on top of ink, the ink on mechika, it's not considered racing. V'im neshtanul oida mamish, if the mamish turns to red, she'en kein darken shastam diyoy, if it's unusually red, ayafilu rak lad mumis. Or even if it's just reddish, rak she neshtanul miyad maher lachak siva, but it happened quickly, ain't takanal is a sefer Torah. Some sefer agrees there's no way to fix that sefer Torah. Shenira she'ena machmas yasha yoishen. It's clear it's not because of its old age. Val karchach yesh chesaron beikar hadiyoy. There's an issue with the ink. Shenasis misamana machirim. It was made from the wrong ingredients. Val kein pasul meikara. And it was inferior and disqualified from the beginning. Kilo nichta b'diyoy. It was not written with ink. Uveshemois asel havel of diyoy. And a shema Hashem, you cannot add ink afterwards, ayin shem shemach b'choza milsa b'tayma, where the Chavetz Chaim seems to be inclined to say that the Chassam Sofer's approach is very reasonable. Namely, that if it just turns red because of old age, that's standard. But if it turns absolute red, or if it turns reddish quickly, that means it wasn't written properly from the beginning. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in Sif Chav Ches. Thank you everybody for joining. Wish everybody a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.